Singapore International. A view from Singapore.
This week on Frontiers, solving the global drinking water problem with the water cone. More than 70% of the surface of the Earth is covered with water, but only less than 1% of this can actually be used as drinking water. Also, large sectors of the world's population lack access to pure drinking water. This stems from a number of reasons: ecological, economic, geographical, and even political reasons. It's estimated that up to 7 billion people around the world could face problems gaining access to drinking water, this by the year 2050. To ease this problem, a designer from the German car maker BMW has come up with the water cone. The water cone, though, has nothing to do with cars, but is specifically designed to allow virtually anyone to generate drinking water at a very low cost. Stefan Augustine is the brains behind the water cone.
I was interested in the field of water and everything around it, and so I had my own goals to develop something based on this very old principle of making water, to develop something that is cheap and easy to use mass product.
The water cone, as its name implies, is conical. It has a solid outer skin and is able to float on water or rest securely on moist ground almost anywhere. It works on the basis of evaporation and condensation and can turn seawater or even brackish water into pure, clean water.
It's a solar-powered seawater desalination. On the bottom, there's a little pan where you fill seawater in, or brackish water, and through the sunlight, the water heats and evaporates, and inside the cone, on the inner side of the wall, the condensation of little droplets, we collect the distilled water, and by unscrewing the tap on the top and turning around the cone, you can use it like a bottle and pour it out.
The process comprises a few simple steps. Pour the salty or brackish water into a black pan, then float the water cone atop the water. The black pan absorbs the sunlight and heats up the water to support an evaporation process. The evaporated water in turn condenses in the form of droplets on the inner wall of the cone. These droplets then trickle down the inner wall of the water cone into a circular trough at the inner base of the cone. The water that results from this evaporation and condensation process is pure desalinated drinking water on a small scale. The water cone yields about 1.5 liters of water per day.
It's physically limited, so if you have a lot of them, it's quite fast, but you can gain about 1.5 liters of pure distilled water per day. So when you start it in the morning and the next morning you harvest it, it depends on the heat, but it could be around 1.5 liters of pure water.
Now, Stefan, where and how do you see the water cone being used exactly?
We see it being used for emergency purpose and should be in coastal areas, mainly in the world where there's a lot of seawater. All the islands, small island areas in the Pacific Rim where you really have no sweet water, and maybe after the tropical storms, all the infrastructure is destroyed. And there, with all the sun you have, it's very easy to produce sweet water. The other thing is for medical devices where you need clean water.
And that was BMW's Stefan Augustine, the designer of the water cone. The water cone is made from durable, heat-resistant material and can last for about 5 years. It's expected to cost about $50 initially. You've been listening to Frontiers, and I'm Bharati Jagdish. Do join me again, same time next week.
You're listening to Radio Singapore International on 6150 kHz in the 49 meter band and 9600 kHz in the 31 meter band. If you're listening to us in Singapore, this is the RSIR on News Radio 938.